It's time for this.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so I'm going to challenge my team here to a movie quiz. And the way the movie quiz is going to work is I'm going to describe the movie. Well, they're tweets. But yeah. I'm going to describe the movie, and you guys have to see if you can work out what movie it is based on the description. So in the hot seats today, we've got producer Maria Devereaux.
Yeah.
We've got Sean Reedy, who you all know from our team, production team.
Hello, genius. Everyone.
And we've got Ryan is sitting in here, who's been doing work experience with us all week. And we love Ryan because today he brought us in a box of heroes. How are you, Ryan?
Good, yeah.
Okay, so see if you can work out what movie this is based on the description.
Okay.
Grumpy emo chick ponders whether to kiss a corpse or a dog over several years.
Twilight.
Oh. Ryan, straight in.
Ryan.
Twilight.
Ryan's really throwing me under the bus all week.
After losing his father, a young boy joins a hippie group and becomes a vegan. Very well-known movie.
After losing his father.
Young boy joins a hippie group and becomes a vegan. And we talked about this movie this morning on the off air, but in this morning's meeting.
The Lion King?
Yes. Simba. Remember he went off with like the Hakuna Matata lads and ate grubs?
I was really zoning in on the vegan thing.
Yeah. Although I suppose if he ate grubs, I should have said a vegan. I should have said a non-meat eater. Now, Maria, I expect you to get this.
I hope so.
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to appear on television.
Older sister ruins.
They're obviously cryptic explanations.
I'm so bad at this. Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to get on television.
And you love these movies. There's an extra hint. These movies.
Get on television.
Which obviously isn't a movie about someone getting on television. The television is a part of the movie.
I love these movies.
Yeah. Older. I feel like it's like a Cinderella story or something like that.
No, it's quite action-packed.
Ryan Hunger Games.
Yes, Maria.
Yes.
Hunger Games.
Yes. Katniss stops her sister from being the one.
I love this. Talking frog convinces son to kill his dad.
Talking frog.
Are
we terrible at this?
No, they're actually quite so obscure. Bad. And it's not a frog. It's okay. Like, talking green creature convinces son to kill his dad.
Oh, a Star Wars.
Yes. Well done. Yoda. Kill your dad, you must.
Never seen Star Wars.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Amazing. Okay, how about this one? This is easy. Noseless guy has an unhealthy obsession with a teenage boy.
Harry Potter.
There you go. Ryan.
Ryan's beating you.
It's too well, Sean. Do your math.
Okay. A bald guy teams up with another bald guy to fight another bald guy.
Hobbs and Shaw.
This guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like Fast and the Furious 907, whatever that movie is. Because it's a bald guy. So Jason Statham and The Rock go after Vin Diesel.
Okay, Ryan, you're out of this round.
Okay. No, you're not, but this is very easy. Rich girl lets poor man freeze to death.
Titanic.
Yes, Sean. And we'll finish on this. It's actually been a movie answer already. See who's the quickest. But it's a different description of it.
Right.
Boy spends 7 years being a third wheel.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Ryan won.
Yeah, Ryan absolutely destroyed Maria and Sean.
Damn it.
That's Dave's World today. Here's Senorita, Sean Mendes, Camila Cabello, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. If you can think of an explanation or description for the Dermot and Dave radio show in this style, I'd really appreciate it. 087-4100-102. Be brutal, lads. But we asked you, based on the back of the Dave's World kind of movie description quiz, could you cryptically describe the Dermot and Dave show? Now, I haven't seen any of these. Sean has been compiling them. So let's hear how people, the public, are describing the Dermot and Dave radio show.
Okay, so I'll start with the most common one.
Yeah.
The most common one was Dumb and Dumber, okay? Fairly accurate.
Yeah.
Second one. Two guys constantly being upstaged by the supporting cast.
Oh, yes. I think Sean wrote that one himself.
I agree with that. This one. Former Republic of Telly host and forgetful man giveaway t-shirts.
Yes, amazing.
Irish Anton Deck wannabes talk shite on the radio.
Imagine being as rich as Anton Deck.
Smart female producer directs two donkeys, James, in Letterkenny.
Come on, James.
That's my favourite one.
Male couple performs sex change in order to sell confectionery.
Shout out to Noni. Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Telly addicted producer babysits two middle-aged children, Dermot and Dave, the movie.
I would so watch that movie.
Man from Dublin and Limerick spend 3 hours daily avoiding getting sacked by Clondalkin woman.
That's actually the most accurate one
so far.
That
sounds like a news headline.
And the best one is two guys who do a show together, but only ever one of them shows up.
You can't really argue, can you, in fairness? Yes, poor Dermot is feeling a little under the weather, all right. He will be back tomorrow, he said, fingers crossed, because obviously we've got a radio show to do.
Sorry, the best one has just come in.
Go on,
okay?
Go on.
Two guys go on holiday to Australia together, but come back separately.
Oh, damn it to hell!